to make it, I think it's probably one of the better website companies that I've seen as far as looking at different law enforcement agencies and what they're using.
And it makes it more interactive with the general public, easier to interact and communicate both ways.
We would also, the Sheriff's Department would actually, we would have some folks that receive some training on how to manage the website. Brooks Jeffries would provide us training, so we had folks that were authorized to make changes. If we needed to upload pictures, change stuff, we could do that ourselves without bothering IT to do that stuff.
So if we're taking this out of IT, then, which we already pay our IT department, then if we want to upgrade our web page for all the county, if this is going to be, and I was looking on and it was showing how you could use it for businesses and you could, how, you know, great it is. Nice to know that it was all female owned too and integrated. Sorry about that. I just had to. Is it not something that the county on their web page, that's why wondering if we'd looked at IT department, that we might want to all enter in and the county have their website that it all integrates together, professionally.
That's possible.
That's why I wished that Mark and Sean, if you could discuss that.
We might, if you want to table that, then we can maybe have a round table with them discuss it.
I think that would be a good idea if that's agreeable with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
If that's fine with you and time allows, then I am fine with that. So we won't do a table. We'll just do no action this morning, and then we can get it back on the agenda once we can get that scheduled with them. So is there any further discussion on this before we move to the next item on our agenda?
If that's agree with you, I think that'd be great.
Absolutely.
Okay. So at this time, we'll take no action on the CMS website package quote, and we'll move down the agenda to our next order of business. We have the TransUnion Pricing Sheet and Price Supplement, file number 24-044S for Sheriff. Has there been any significant changes to this, Sheriff?
No, I don't believe so.
And then can you talk about this as far as explaining exactly what this is? Because the title of it is kind of...
So it's through the credit reporting company, TransUnion, and our investigators use it. Lieutenant Stoddle can probably speak better than I can, but our investigators use it to... they can get information regarding suspects, such as their past addresses and stuff like that. But they can't get through a typical criminal background check. So they use that just for location of suspects and to gather additional information.
Okay. Is there any further questions on this?
No, I don't.
Okay. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 2nd, 2024. That approves the agreement as to form. I did not find anywhere in his letter that he had any concerns with this. So I would entertain a motion at this time to approve the TransUnion Pricing Sheet and Price Supplement, file number 24-044S.
I move to approve the TransUnion Risk and Alternative Data Solutions, Inc. between Taney County in regard to the file number state.
Okay. I have a motion, so I'll second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have Fitness for Duty Evaluation Agreement, file number 24-042S.
Just so everybody kind of has an idea what this is about. There was a bill passed a few years back that created RSMO 590.192, which states that any peace officer in the state of Missouri is required to have a mental health check-in every 3 to 5 years. It's pretty vague as far as who can perform those check-ins. There is a mental health doctor that we have used for some other things that we wish to contract with her to provide these services. and we will pay for that out of the civil process fund. And then everybody will basically just schedule their own appointment, go see her. Sheriff's Department doesn't get any information back, you know, unless somebody, they disclose something that that she believes would be a criminal violation that we need to know about. The only thing we find out is that, yes, they went and visited with her, satisfied the statutory requirements, and we get a notification that we put in her personnel file that says that they did what was required by law.
Will our corrections officers as well be partaking in this?
No, this is simply for the post-certified statute. Just requires it for post-certified employees.
Okay, it does just require that. But if for some reason that an issue, okay, like this would be if they had experienced trauma or something on the job, if they felt want to come to have help, and does this not give them a follow-up of?
We have used her for situations such as that before. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if they felt they had something personal that might cause stress, and they wanted to, they would be able to utilize this.
We would provide them that mm-hmm. opportunity. Yes.
Sounds great.
Good. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 2nd, 2024. Proving to the agreement as a form with no restrictions or any issues with the agreement.
I move to approve the fitness for duty evaluation agreement between Barron Psychology and Taney County.
Second, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Next, we have our approval of District End grant request. With us, we have our Planning and Zoning Administrator, Mr. Scott Sterrett. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Do you have any questions? This is our final.
It's a reimbursement request.
Reimbursement for household chemical.
Okay. And that ended up being $1,603.95, correct?
Yes.
Move to approve the reimbursement of $1,603.95 from District N grant request to Taney County.
Taney County.
Yep. Second, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next order of business, we have a fill dirt agreement between Matt and Christina Smith. Once again, in front of us, we have our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. Is this an unlimited or is this a restricted amount?
Unlimited. It's written unlimited at the top.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see it. That's it was written on the corner. I didn't see it. I was reading through the agreement. I didn't see it written
puts
in the corner.
Up in the corner.
Okay. All right.
I move to approve the unlimited field dirt agreement between Matt and Christina Smith.
Second, I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have our Animal Control Facility Volunteer Manual File Number 24-034, Animal Control. This morning, we have Ms. Sherry Simpson from Taney County Animal Control.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. Have you had a chance to review the updated Animal Control Facility Volunteer Manual?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any corrections or any...
We don't have a page number, but if there were a couple of things,
your attorney has over
to that.
Yeah.
And they're highlighted in your packet, so that. On the general, excuse me, general guidelines emergency action plan. doesn't have a page number. We should probably have page numbers.
Okay.
But under important emergency numbers, do we want our human resource department's phone number there?
Could you let me see that to where we're not trying to find
Absolutely.
This since they're not numbered?
And then it was the health department.
Oh, there it is.
There,
under emergency action number. That would probably be a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
General guidelines in emergency. Know the emergency numbers, but we don't have the emergency number there.
Yeah, I would get Don Mueller's direct number to go in there. Does that follow through with this chart?
Yes. Well, the because for any complaints that the volunteers might have, we have a tree of that, and human resources is part of that.
Okay.
If you're in agreement to that.
Yeah, I would think that would be fine to make that one change. So if we're good with, do you have another change or anything else you've seen in here?
Just not there. This
okay.
was the only other one because this is my position, and I didn't know if the commission should be in this tier or not.
Well,
is that in here? Yes, it is right here.
So I would think on this program we could probably do away with this, and we would probably just put the commission, since this whole thing is under
right.
the Taney County Commission.
Correct.
This would be the commission.
Okay.
Sorry.
Those were the only two things.
Okay. Yeah, so we could get that corrected. And what would we call that? The flow chart, or responsibility.
It's an organizational chart.
Organizational chart.
Yeah.
So you want the commission at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what? And then take out them.
Yeah.
Because do we have it? Do we have that position?
No, we don't.
I didn't think we did.
No.
Okay.
We have all these positions, but we don't have that.
No. Okay.
Those were the only two
okay.
things I...
Ben, as our attorney, has went through this and made any corrections, do we need... I think those are simple corrections that we could do it as amended.
Yeah, I think that would be fine with just those two things, because those would be things that we would have changed anyway. So, and realistically, that number could change at any time, so we would reserve that right. And in our letter or in the manual, it does say that the animal control facility and the commission reserve the right to amend and change the policy and manual at any time.
Okay. So everything else in it looked good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you and the attorney both have looked it over.
Yep.
And we have the letter from our attorney dated March 21st, 2024, approving to the revised manual as to form. And then I would entertain a motion with it stated in there that the correction to the organizational chart and including the HR phone number to be approved as amended.
I move to approve the Animal Control Facility Volunteer Manual, file number 24-034AC, as presented with the corrections to adding the benefits person, or is it, it's calling it something?
It's called HR in here, but our position title here is Employee Benefits. So
with adding that phone number on that page, and with on the animal control organizational chart, making those changes, putting commission, then director, and then animal control manager.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have that motion. I'll second that. Have motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sherry. Next, we have our service and maintenance agreement, file number 24-040, Commission. This is with Taney County and Sumner One. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 2nd, 2024.